saying, I'm not sure if it applies to Ragnabai, but I assume it does. So I'm not sure about that. Okay, Hilchos Tefillin.
Maybe in those days they didn't go to, they didn't necessarily take off the talis when they went to the bathroom. Is that the issue? Is that part of the issue?
Well, Mr. Bruce said before, the talis got to really, you should not wear into the bathroom because it's miyuchad for tefillah. I'm not sure it was those days.
I mean, nowadays, I don't think people just, if they have an old talis that's falling apart, I mean, they know to put it in Seamus and not to discard it disrespectfully at this point.
But halachically, you're not mechayiv to put it in the Seamus.
All right, but if you know that you will.
If you know that you will, so should you, can you put the psukim on it? I don't know.
Yeah, they have a brachas on it. I have a talis that says Yemesh Kachech Yerushalayim, which is a pasuk, and I've seen brachas too. I mean,
yeah,
nowadays I don't think people will. I mean, I don't know. I'm not talking about I mean, people who go to these types of shuls know they're not going to just, if they finish with the talis, they're not going to just throw it away. You know, it'd be disrespectful. You know, maybe in those days they were very different around.
No, Pash is not. Okay, Simon Chavei, Dinei Tefillin, the Protus. So the first Simon Hilchos Tefillin just goes to various different elements of Hilchos Tefillin. Aleph, so Achash Alovish Talis, Mitsuyas, after you put on your Talis, Yaniach Tefillin, then you put on your Tefillin, Shemal and Makadish. So the order is you go from Tzitzis, which are less level of Kedusha, to Tefillin, which are higher level of Kedusha. So the Bir Loch is going to ask a question that normally the Malam Kaddish is on the item. In other words, that you have an item, if you Tvil Shayah, you want to change it to Shorosh, you're allowed to do that. Because Shorosh is more Kaddish than Shayah, because Shorosh has the same, one of the letters of Hashem of Kaddish Baruch Hu written in it. So you want to go, you want to take a mappa which was used for the Omer, use it for the Bima, you can do that. You can't go down. So Malam B'Kaddish, it's Kaddish on the item. Over here we're discussing the person wearing the talis, and then he's putting on tzitzit, and then he's putting on tefillin. Because so, tefillin is more Kaddish. Where's the Malam B'Kaddish?
Where does mitzvah?
Tzitzit. I'm not sure why he says stress that or not. So the Bir Loch says it's referring to the person. The person's becoming more Kaddish. He went from the lower mitzvah to a higher mitzvah. So you go in that, that's the right order to go. So therefore, if he puts the bag which holds the tefillin and the talis into a larger bag, you shouldn't put the kis of the tefillin higher up, meaning closer to the opening, in such a way that to get to the talis you're going to have to go past the tefillin. So the correct order is talis and then tefillin. The other hand, if the tefillin is closer, it's improper in halacha to ignore the tefillin to go to the next thing. Kadeshal Yifka Behemet Tzchila, you shouldn't come to the tefillin first, and the halacha would be v'yitzarech l'nicham kadem atalis kishel yavra l'mitzvus. So there's a rule of eight of yavra mitzvus. So you shouldn't ignore the mitzvah in front of you. So you should, it's not right to ignore the tefillin and go past the tefillin and go to the talis. So the halacha would be in that scenario, if your hand pulls out, let's say, you know, but even if a person normally arranges it properly, and this time his hand went to the tefillin first, to the tefillin first, he puts on the tefillin first, and then the tzitzis. That's what you do. On the other hand, we don't want you to do that. We want you to put on the tzitzis first because of Malam B'Kodesh. So therefore, it's proper to make sure that you set up your bag which is holding them in such a way that you'll get to the your hand will come to the talus first.
If they're in their own tefillin bag on top of your tzitzis bag, talus bag, is that considered?
So that really depends, really, how, you know, if they're sitting here and the tefillin are here and the talus is here, but the talus is more forward, so your hand touches the talus first.
But the tefillin are, in that case, are the tefillin closer to you, technically?
We will. The Mishmur will talk about that. Hagoah. Miluim Tefillin b'zimona b'yada v'enlot tzitzis. So that was the Mechaber said, that the correct order is talis and then tefillin. That's only if you have talis and tefillin ready to go. Right now, I don't have tzitzis right now. I don't need tzitzis. The talis is not here. And I have tefillin. So you don't say, because it will be malam b'kodesh, you must wait. No. And so, l'ham t'nol tzitzis. L'mini have tefillin. K'shem v'yim talis. Ma'atev. Later on, ma'atva, you'll put on the talis later on. Okay. Alav achas shalavash. The feeling of talis and the chayv element of rabbanon can shula achas tashim yoyim. See if the key of talis and rabbanon, the key of tefillin is the raisa. Kamal b'simin yadala b'kol ki agavna. Gam ki yesh lakdim or the tefillin. Even so, it goes. So we say you should do mitzvah rabbanon before mitzvah raisa. Yes. So we put on the after the tzitzis, put on tefillin. Near tefillin. Now, mishem b'yodel masegas liknos tzitzis utfillin. You can't afford both. The kriyah achronim, the tefillin kaidman. So tefillin would have precedence in Allah to buy. Ki tzitzis urak mitzah im yesh lo talos al arba ten offers. But tefillin hu chayva. Tefillin is a chiyah that you must wear. Tzitzis, if you have a bag of four corners, you have a chiyah to put it inside. I don't have a bag of an olive conference. Right, so get the tefillin which you must put on. Mishena manichon, ubechal pershi yisrael beguf. And the Mor says in Rosh Hashanah, that person does not wear tefillin, goes into a group called pershi yisrael begufan. They negligent with their bodies and they're human to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's a special place in Gehenna for them, and they get to stay there for a long time. So tefillin have that status, so you should get them first. Now, Makoshkan Linyan Liktus Tfilin Mudorin or Vitalis Noya, the Tfilin Tabin Kuliyam. If you have both, the question is you want to buy a nicer one, which one should get precedence? The Tfilin should get precedence. Again, because they're a Kiev. Elam Nishalim is that people, many times, nowadays, you know, the difference in price is so significant that the conversation would almost be not relevant.
But tefillin or talis?
Tefillin is much more expensive than the talis.
I'm saying the spread in prices that I was talking about is by tefillin? Oh, you're saying between tefillin and talis?
The first thing, I have enough money for one or the other. You know, once upon a time when talis costs $100, the tefillin costs $100, I understand. You know, nowadays the tefillin costs you, me snore the front of a tefillin, costs you $1,800, the talis costs you $120. So, it's a strange conversation. And if a person can afford $1,800 for a nice new pair of tefillin, you probably can afford another $120 for the talis also. Person cannot afford to buy either of them. He doesn't have to go and beg for charity in order to be able to purchase them. No, even without that, the law is we hold the key and mitzvah is not chaimish. Your mechiv is spent up to chaimish every year in the chosim to purchase what you need to do a mitzvah say, and if that's it's going to cost more than that, you're putter, you didn't want to understand your putter from the mitzvah. So a person would total all of his wealth, the assets, and realize that it adds up to a very minimal amount, and the tefillin would cost more than a fifth of the total amount of his assets, he would not be mechuyev to purchase tefillin, even in the case where he cannot put on tefillin otherwise. He's an honest and he's putter.
So you wouldn't make a bracha if he borrows someone's?
You don't make a bracha. You make a bracha be
baron. I thought he's potter.
If he's an honest, he's potter. The honest is he can't get thrilled. If he can borrow thrilled, he's an honest. The other hand, a person could afford to buy it. He says, why should I buy? Let the money, I'll just borrow somebody else after they finish davening. So the Bach says that that he'll get a tremendous punishment. It's a very flippant attitude towards tefillin. See, he has a tremendous punishment. There's a footnote over here. There's a thought that the Mishabur seemed to add later on. Borrowing tefillin will be many times means you're not going to get to them to tefillin properly. Why? Because if I'm a kasher katan, but God will if he made us rosh, so the straps around the head are not the right size. See, first it's the knot. Doesn't mean the knot means the amount that the knot allows in or out is too big or too small. The goat changes every single day and keeps borrowing it to change it and change it back afterwards. Or the Shechar Makkos that the Chorei doesn't want you to keep changing his knot every day. The tefillin shemunachim shalomim koimon heim kimunachim bekisa. Tefillin on your head in the wrong spot, they're too low. It's like they're still sitting in the back. So you're lying on borrowing tefillin and they're not the right size. You can end up having tefillin either too far back in the head or too far forward in the head. So that's not a good idea. So you should arrange the tefillin in such a way that he shouldn't come to the talus first. He shouldn't come to the tefillin first. Shalom Yifka, Pirish. Now, what does Yifka mean? I feel a lo yechus behemiyad. We're not worried about him touching the tefillin. Actually, touching the tefillin. Rakhafir shelters yadu heiman nochim lefan of tefillin. Just as long as where he puts his hand in to get the tefillin will be there first. You know, he hasn't taken hold of the tefillin yet. It's already a problem. Imavir no lamitzvus to go then to the next item. Imavir no leim. So the rule is Imavir no lamitzvus, and you must. Be mocked in the tefillin first. Now the rule of Imavir no lamitzvus is a din d'oraisa. It's not a
thing to take lightly.
That's all. It's all talking about the tefillin in front of you. You come to them first, and you plan to put on tefillin. You plan to put on the talisman, but not the tefillin for whatever reason. You're not being mitzvah. You're just not doing the mitzvah now.
So you plan on putting the talisman first, and you're waiting to put on the tefillin.
In a case where a person, he's going to put on the talisman, and he gets the tefillin first. You say Imavir lamitzvah, you can't go on the tefillin. Put on the tefillin first. He doesn't plan to put on the tefillin right now. He wants to put on the tefillin later on.
But he's putting on talis now?
He's putting on the talis now. Right.
So you're saying if your talis bag like stretches out above your tefillin bag, you should pull out your talis bag? You shouldn't touch your tefillin bag? Is that considered passing over the mitzvah? You have your... Like, normally the way it rests in my talis bag is the tefillin are on top of the talis. They're in separate bags.
Right.
Does that...
We'll get to the bags.
Okay.
But leaving the bags out for a second. But usually the talis is further forward.
It's further up, yeah. I mean, it's below it. It's below the tefillin.
I understand. You put it down on the table.
Right.
So it's lying out like this. And here's the talis. And the tefillin is sitting here.
Right.
But the opening of the talis bag is here.
Right. The opening is at the top.
Right, but it's lying on the table. You don't just open it in your hand.
Right.
You put it down on the table,
right.
And the opening is closer to you,
right.
Where the talus is.
Right.
So the tefillin is higher up, and it's further back.
Right.
So that's not a problem. But if you store it together and put the tefillin in the front, you're going to have a problem. Or if you put the tefillin further forward, or some of these, they carry it. You're taking it as you carry it while you're holding it. Right side, upright. So sometimes that's a problem. Okay.
That's what I was trying to do. Okay.
So if you got the tefillin first, you must put on the tefillin first. Dalit. Nearly partial. Dimi spalu bebeisur. Ritzel niach. Talis and Tefillin. So you're davening at home, you depend upon the Talis and Tefillin, davening at home. The Pesach Echeder Shel Afon of Munach HaTefillin. Where you are right now, the Tefillin are there. Pesach Echeder Acher Munach HaTalis. In a different room is where the Talis is. Sarach Laniach HaTefillin Bereisha Kedesh Shel Yavar LaMitzvah. That's also called Mavar LaMitzvah. You're in this room with the Tefillin, and you're leaving it to go somewhere else. That'd be Mavar LaMitzvah. Acherei, the Tefillin is one of the fun of Tchila. They're here in front of you. Again, the point was, even though you haven't actually taken the tefillin in your hand, that's already called that they're in front, that they have, they're there, same of your limits. You put in the tefillin before the talis, kind of a talis. Now, so the tefillin were first, talis were second, right? So, he should have taken the tefillin and put them on first. He didn't do that. He went and grabbed, passed the tefillin and got the talis. So no, he shouldn't do that. So now his hand's holding the talis already. In that situation, so now you can't let go of the talis and put the you know, now that you blew it, you blew it. But it's, you're not making it better by changing, you're making it worse. You're over to this for the second time.
So put on the talis.
To put on the talis.
And when we say closer to you, is that the hands, the head?
The hands.
So in the case where the tefillin bag is on top of the talis, technically the tefillin are closer to the hands than the talis.
That's not necessarily true, because to get your hand to it, you'd have to go in and up. Whereas over here, you just go in and it's right there. So the talis are closer.
Because you're forced to go.
When you go, your hand's going to go into the talis bag. It can't reach the tefillin until it passes the talis.
But also by the robes. I mean, your hand can't reach the tefillin with the case of the robes.
The tefillin's in room A and the talis is in room B. You're in room A. So the tefillin's right here.
Okay, so what if the talis is in room B but it's closer to me than the tefillin, which are in the same room as I am?
I don't know.
Does this apply even if you didn't start davening yet? I mean, let's say you're planning to daven and you're davening in the house. So you didn't do anything yet, so you can't set everything up that you should have things in a normal order. You didn't start davening yet.
You come up, you come downstairs, you wash your hands.
And you say, I'm going to daven now, so let me get myself organized. So I say, no, this is here and this is here. I put my things down. I mean, I didn't start davening yet. My veil on mitzvah is I've started the mitzvah. I'm not in the parasha yet. Right now, I'm just setting up. I'm not.
Well, calls when you're not ready to daven yet. That's his point. That then there's no dinner in interference. Once you're ready to start davening, to put on talis and tefillin.
All right. So then basically, but you could set all this up before you even start davening. I mean, can't you? I mean, you can't set it up that you do things the way you normally do it.
Theoretically, depending, you know, as long as you make sure you're okay. Oh, I can't. Oh, well, that's, you know, you're really ready to put on talis and tefillin, but you say you're going to claim that you're not in order to make set it up right. That's not an answer either. But if you're talking already. Yet you're still washing your hands and you're still getting your jacket and you're still taking a coffee. So even Sutter, you take your coffee and you go to the diving, fine.
The trick is to make sure you have a coffee. That's the answer. That's
the bottom.
Some people I know, that's always the answer. Have a shyly just drink a cup of coffee.
Some people hold the shell of the cook nefesh.
Yeah, some people it is.
Vav Eilat Tzitzis. If a person doesn't have a talus, filo who heard the bli dal canvas, the koshkin the female leaders the kolach had zayr talus cotton. Even the person not even wearing a talus cotton, and for sure nowadays we're wearing a talus cotton. So betzim, our order is right: talus cotton and then tefillin, right? So for sure that'd be true. So ain't sorry, you don't have to wait. It's a mitzvah. You know, in this situation where you have tefillin available, and talus is not available right now. So you're not mashes and mitzvah, do the mitzvah in front of you. Even though the order of Malam B'Kodesh is an advantage, so I can choose to either do it now, not as preferred, or do it later on, more preferredly. So the rule is mitzvah b'shaita chavivu. There's a chavivu to do the mitzvah right away in the proper time, and I don't wait. So that overrides the fact that it'll be later on done in a better fashion. This is actually a Gemara. The Gemara seems to indicate that.
Shaita means it's zman tefillah we're talking about.
Whenever you're ready, to do the mitzvah. We have a rule, Torah, Torah goes first. So, but let's say the Torah is not here, I don't have it right now. So then you don't have to wait for the Torah to make the Torah go first. So I'll give you an interesting application of this. Mishabura Paskins later on in the Hilchus Lulav that the shayla about, he says really the proper time, he says the Mechaber says the time to make the bracha on Lulav is after Shmon Esrei. Says this way it's right away Samach to the Halal, and because Tadam Shana Tadam Tadam Kodim, first you do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of Tefillah, and then you do the mitzvah of Lulav.
Is the Halal more Tadam than
Yeah, but since we use the Lulav Shasel, so we need to take a bracha before. So fine. So there'll be many people in the minyan that get up in the morning, they go to the sukkah, they bench the Lulav, and they go to shul, they daven, and then they take the Lulav again by Halal. So what happened to Tadam Shana Tadam Tadam Kodim? So Mishabru over there says that it would seem to indicate that this shita holds. That's improper what people are doing.
Improper.
So what's the limus hus for the people which hold it do like that? Is this argument over here? Right now, I'm not going to daven. I don't want to daven without a tzibur. The tzibur is not davening until 7:30. And right now, it's 6:45, and I'm in the sukkah. So I don't have tilu tzibur in front of me, but I have lulav in front of me. So the rule of Tadam Shana Tadam Kodim can apply in that situation. So I can bench a lulav in that situation. But the chara, that would make sense in that scenario. But the guy woke up at 7:17. He's running out the door. Says, 1 second before I go to daven, I go do that mitzvah. Let's do this mitzvah first. Then you probably Tadam Shana Tadam Kodim. So you want to be makban on that? I have a problem with that. You should really get up early and bench it. Messinas in the sukkah, not as you're running out the door to go do all the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So you have that applies that either. Now. So what about this, the kiss issue? So the beer lock over here. The second beer lock. Shulyanichu. See, we don't want we don't. The order shouldn't be. You come to the tefillin first, the kiss should be further away, not closer. I'm going to rub your custom in the early, they ain't competing with that. Kimer said tefillin, adayin menachem, masech kisa. So I don't see the problem. If the tefillin would be out, so I have tefillin in front of me and I have talis in front of me, so don't get the tefillin first, make sure you get the tefillin second. But even if I got the tefillin first, they're still in their kid, they're not ready to be used yet. They're still inside of their bag and inside of their box and whatever it is. So I'm not, I haven't reached tefillin yet. That's what Morgan Rome says. Melavusha Bach, Ratas, if cut Yun Mashalim, Philip Lachalik Bazet. Chosh Benishim Sodom. The Vishwas also says that the Morgan Rome is not correct. After he also connected the Morgan Rome, skipping the brackets, he writes, Chalushim, this proof is not a strong proof. The time of Morgan Rome, who Kimish at Philip, Adai, Menachem, Sakisan, Ain, Hamitzah, Shalakshir, Muzim, and Slafonim. His point is, you're not ready to do the mitzvah yet. But there's still another step in the process of getting the tefillin. But Mashen Hosam Linya Mishmush, the Mishmush Hua Mitzvah. So the rival issue of connecting the Morgan Rum is more and more discusses about that there's a minion of there's a loch we'll see later on. We basically wear tefillin just for Shas Tefillin. If a person continues to wear tefillin later on in the day, the more further, you know, more after dav. This will be after davening. So when he's learning, he doesn't have to. He has no chiyuv to remind himself that he's wearing tefillin. But he's learning, but if he's talking, he's doing other things. There's a chiyuv to remind himself that he's wearing tefillin. So there is the more than daf from the tzitz. It says why mitzvah tami that he should constantly be aware that. What does it mean? It's always on his metzah. So it means he should be aware that it's on his metzah. Remember, it makes a couple of chaver from the tzitz. It has one shem Hashem. So it has many shemas in it. So what you have to do is you have to remind yourself. How do you remind yourself? You do mishmash. You touch your throat. So some of them actually, they don't talk, you know, that's a reminder itself. The people say, we'll talk. They're in thrill and they're ready for the other minion. They're sitting and they're talking. Right? So they should, you know, remind themselves. So how do you remind yourself? You take your hand and you do mishmash. So mishmash is on the shayad first because your hand always gets to the shayad before it gets to the shorosh. Unless you happen to be holding your hand like this. But the average person has his hand down here. You'll do mishmash on the shayad first.
How often is that?
It should be regularly, you know, during that time. So the Nishmas Adam says, well, but we have a minute later on. We keep the shayad b'chus. So the shayad is covered. The shorosh is visible. So why do you keep the Mishmas on the shayad first? It's not there. That's the Nishmas Adam's kash on the Magen Avraham. It's like it's in the side of the kiss. So Shmuel says, what I said. That's not the point. The point is over here. It's not, you're not ready to do the mitzvah. You have steps you have to do. Over here, the mishmash is you do the mishmash through the baggage. So there's nothing. The fact that the baggage is covering it is not anyway an impediment to doing the mitzvah. So you're ready to do the mitzvah of mishmash yad before the mishmash rosh. So you can't skip. So this is. But even so, you have a boot, lavush, and a bach, and a taz. You know, it's hard to be mekel. And therefore, so it looked pretty strange. He took the bag. He got to the bag of tefillin first. So the halacha says, take out the tefillin, put on the tefillin, then put on the talus. I mean, he looked weird. He's very uncomfortable. And the Magen Avraham says it's mutter. No, don't be mekel. It's a pikna im yesh talk of there. In that situation, I'm uncomfortable with mekel because he passed in the day. In real, it's a dinderaisa, and the stuff when it's dinderaisa, it's a dinderaisa, not nicha because of kavanah bris. So it's hardly mekel. So it'd be hard to mekel in that situation.
So even though they're in the kiss, you should, and the person's hand reaches the kiss first, go with the tefillin first.
Correct.
Can we put the talis over the kiss shel tefillin?
In general, we say no because the kiss shel tefillin is more kodesh. We don't make life easy.
But is it really? Is it called covering it on top of? I guess when you carry it.
Yeah. Okay. Sif Beis. So, Mishu Zor Batalis Cotton Yil B'Shen. Person is careful with talis katan, so our order should be talis katan. Our tal sits and then tefillin, so no problem. Put on the talis katan. We need tefillin, basically, and put talis katan and tefillin on at home. Yelach lavush, but sits will be mukti but tefillin the basic kinesis. Show me out the talis katan. Okay, so the Mechaber says, you know, I'm going to put the talis katan beforehand, but leave the talis katan, and then the tefillin, and then walk wearing the two to shul. Mishabura will say that we, nowadays, because either the street is not clean, or because there's nachrim in the street, it would not be proper to do that, that's why we don't do this. But the Zohar, you know, suggested strongly. I remember I had a Rebbe who lived on the Yeshiva campus. So, Yeshiva campus. Nowadays the roads are clean, Baruch Hashem. They don't have the issues of tinuf that they had, of the animals walking the streets. Tzaya from geese is not considered tzaya for this purpose, unless it gets
from dogs. It is
Tzaya's club. It might be a problem.
have to hope that they clean up after themselves, the dogs, the dog owners.
But so there's no nachum over there either. So he would walk from his house to the yeshiva wearing towels and tefillin.
Did he wear it after davening too?
He would wear it after davening too. Yeah.
He would wear it all day?
Not all day, but you know, but he would go to davening wearing towels and tefillin.
Is the yeshiva in Israel and Yerushalayim that they wear tefillin all day?
Right.
Is a car considered like a rishon seyachid? That you could pull it off?
Probably. So the Machaber says Talos Katan and Tefillin and go. Ramos says the Minigas Talos Gadol also and go and Tefillin and go. So to the whole thing. So that there says it's proper to leave your house wearing tzitzis and tefillin. He knows he's going to travel through streets which are not clean. Or there's goyim there. So then, leaving your house. Wearing is not an option. The least you should enter the basic knesses wearing them. So you put them on the basic knesses, then you go inside. If that's not an option, so you should put them on at home and cover them. If you came before it was man, so the shach is our sazoyer. So it's not the time yet. So what do you want from me? The mokum kashiyera yom. When it does become light, you do. So it would be proper to go out and then come into the basic knesses wearing the talis and tefillin ready. I remember, you know, when the yeshiva goes, they have the yeshiva, we have the retreat. So we're on. So I put on my talis and tefillin in my cabin and I go. So I'm on the campus of the camp. So
Simon Aleph was, when Chabra was speaking about, he's putting them on in shul. What about the Malon HaKodesh issue?
So you're going to have the Malon HaKodesh is you put in tzitzis and then tefillin. You put your talis katan on.
Yeah, but if you put in the talis katan on third, then you're morid mitusha.
No,
so katan talis and tefillin would be morid, right? Isn't the talis katan?
So I don't think there's a problem of your read in that situation. Since you did the point was you go from the mitzvah tzitzis to the mitzvah tefillin, so that you've accomplished. And according to the Chabad, you don't put the talis katan until you go to the shul because it's miyuchad for tefillah. So it's not this man for talis katan yet.
Why is he saying? It sounds like someone who's zayin talis katan should put on tefillin in his house. Someone who's not should put on the talis katan and the tefillin in the shul.
According to the Mechaber, how would it work? I'm not sure what it would be. Pastor, I think you'd put the talis gadol on first, and then wear the talis gadol until on the go.
At home.
You have to mekayim the zayir somewhere other. Shami said, "I'll be sheboil a talis gadol yod and cut him shneiach tefillin." It's really out of this. A kima shali yedin that little lobshuka. According to Mechaber, the talis gadol is made for tefillin, which is in the basic nes. So you're not planning to put it on night. So there's no issue of maver. Now, but the Ramos says our minig is to be misat with talis gadol also. Welcome to Shem Nachum Ruchoy. Misat with chetzeres nes is the maf shalot. So again, if you don't. If you have garment in the street, so you don't do that. But you put it on in the cut service, and that's it, you go in afterwards. The Baruch Hu Pirush Birchas Nisate. The Chabad Lifter Birchas Zul Gam Talis Katan Chleib and Simin Ches Sif Yud Shem Shabur Sif Katan Chavtal. Okay, let's hold it here.